and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What we are saying when we say, for yours is the glory and the honor forever and ever, amen, what we're saying is this is what we live for, and this is what we believe is going to happen. That not just our church, but the entire world and creation someday will realize Jesus is the King. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus is our salvation. And it's not just the Christians, it's not just churchgoers, but everything under the sun will come to this knowledge. And every time you pray the Lord's Prayer and end with this last line, you are joining the chorus of heaven and saying, this is going to happen. But because I know this is going to happen, I pray the Lord's Prayer and I kneel with my life before God today. That is the last line. That is why you pray the final sentence in the Lord's Prayer. Do not ever think it's a sincerely me. Thank you, Lord, for listening to me, me. No, it's a declaration, it's a proclamation. Yours is the kingdom and the glory forever, and that's what my life is going to be about. But what about the last word? This last word, amen. What? The monkey, right? Amen. What is this? You hear me always, church, ask you, can I get an amen? I beg you, I implore you every week. Somebody, come on, somebody. And some of you guys say, some of you guys do it in fear out of sneezing. I'm so scared. PB, what do you expect from us? I expect an amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Why amen? Why amen? Amen is not a religious period to a religious sentence. Amen is literally this word, truth. Truth. Amen is truth. For the young people, I just heard what amen is. They told me there's a slang called bet. Do you guys know about this? There's 100%, 100%, right? And then there's what? Fact, fact, fact. And then now they just said, amen. Look at they're shaking their head. Don't be embarrassed. You said bet. Bet. Okay? So I'll allow that. Whenever any preacher's up here and they're saying something true, if you guys don't want to say amen, just go bet, bet. I bet, I bet, I bet. And then guests and newcomers will be like, are they gambling? Is this an auction? What's going on? I don't care. Say bet, say amen. But what you're saying is what just was prayed or preached is truth. So listen, when a preacher's up here, whether it's me or Pastor Joanne or TJ or Michelle or Jeanette or any of the younger preachers come up and they're preaching the word of God, whatever you know in your spirit is true, say it. And that is what the Lord is teaching. He gave us this prayer that lasted the ages. And he's saying, when you pray this, don't just finish, declare, this is the truth. That we have a Father that's close and he rules in the heavens and he forgave us. You're preaching and proclaiming the gospel, and at the end you're saying, truth. What else is this word? It's an affirmation. I affirm this statement to be true. Not only is it true, but I affirm it, and I agree with it, and I want it to happen. You see, there's a big difference between those are facts, those are facts, those are facts. No. When you say amen, you're saying it's not only true, but I love that it's true. When we say King Jesus is the King of all kings, we're not just saying fact. That's a fact. Someday this will happen. What we're saying is, hallelujah, that we have a God and a King like Jesus. Oh, I so agree, and I so want this to happen. Another way of saying truth and affirmation is, amen is a stamp of approval. It's your way of saying, I agree, this is my stamp of approval. When you pray this prayer and you say amen at the end, you're saying, God, not only is this true, but that's my approval right there. And you're stamping on your heart first. Finally, what is amen? It's a ratification, the action of signing or giving formal consent to a contract or an agreement, making it officially binding or valid. When we say amen, it's a ratification. And I want to focus on this real quick. It's a ratification in the sense that you are saying, not only do I agree, and not only is this a fact, but I pledge to make this a reality in my life and in my time. You see, it's one thing to say that's true. It's another thing to say, I like that. It's a whole nother realm when you say, I'm going to now make that happen. When you pray the Lord's Prayer, you're not just saying fact, true, bet, right? You're not just saying 100%, 100%. What are you saying? You're saying, Lord, let it not just be on earth, but in me and through me. Through me. Let justice reign on earth, not just because you want it to happen, but because I, not only because I agree, because I'm going to participate in what you're doing. Hello? Yeah. So, ratification is this. Amen is not only a stamp of approval, but a signing an agreement. So, let me just focus on this real quick. Why is amen so important for us as a church? And I know deep inside right now, you're so scared because you're like, is he going to really make the whole church say amen from now on? I absolutely am. I am. Here's why amens are so important. Amens, when we shout amens, guys, it strengthens you. Did you know that? Did you know that in Iowa State University, they did a study where if you do a quick guttural shout when you punch or do something, it adds at least 7% more strength to your hit or power. Have you ever walked into a Korean or Japanese restaurant and somebody's, you walk in and go, "How much did you hit there?" And then they shout at you, right? Welcome to Honey Pig, and all together. And then you're scared. You're like, whoa, what is this? It's not for you. You know who it's for? It's for those waiters. They're like, I need strength to serve these idiots, right? How many of you guys know you need the amen? So when you end the Lord's Prayer, when you end worship songs or prayer or any gospel truth with amen, you're saying, I need that strength, and I need to stir myself up for this. It's no different than karate or taekwondo. Most of you guys did taekwondo, the most useless martial art in the world, right? Come on, somebody. But what do? You get those little, you know, what is it, those wooden bricks or slates, and you go, kya! Right? Did you know they shout like that so that they can break through the 1 centimeter slat that they are given to encourage kids to buy more belts? I'm sorry, I'm biased. I'm sorry. If any kids here go to taekwondo, good luck when you're bullied. Scripture says, let us consider how we may spur one another. Where is that text up there? Let us consider how we may spur one another. When you say amen, it's a spiritual kiap.
And you not only stir yourself up, but you stir the person next to you up. It's so funny when I'm preaching and I see a couple, and I'm not pointing anyone out. You guys are like, he's talking about us, honey. No, I'm preaching and I see one of the couples go, amen. And the other is like, what they're doing is they're going like this. Listen, fool. It's for you. Did you know that? It's called a passive-aggressive amen. But I want to tell you something. When you do amens, there is a spiritual nudge that happens. And it wakes the body. Wake up. This is God. God's truth. And the person next to you either gets annoyed because they're in the flesh. Come on, somebody. Or they go, I need to wake myself up. I need to get stirred. Why else is it so good for the church? Why did Jesus end the Lord's Prayer with amen? Because amens are one of the most powerful ways that convictions are embraced and expressed. When you have a faith and a conviction, one of the most powerful ways to secure that and to cultivate that God-given conviction is by shouting, amen. When you do not shout or speak out loud amens, I believe that silence dampens the faith that God is trying to stir in you. I'll give you an example. Did you know that the civil rights movement, when it started, it did not start outside at the Washington Mall. It started in the pews of churches. It started when preachers of the gospel said, God not only set you free, he literally set you free. You're not just saved, you're free from oppression. And the people of God started saying, amen to that. Amen to that. But did you know that if the church did not say this with boldness and conviction, I really firmly believe it would not have went from the pews to the streets. Listen to me. These folks that championed for justice, the church in our nation's history, that stirred themselves up with amens. Did you know that in these churches, if it was only a few people going, amen, preacher. Amen, preacher. And everyone else cowering away going, I do believe this, but I'm scared. Did you know that those that are bold enough to say amen would not have felt the momentum to lead this group to the streets? Because they knew these convictions would be tested. And as we see, it is tested. Look at that. Look at that picture of the body of Christ being showered down by fire hoses for their convictions. But you know why they won? You know why they prevailed? Because the amens led them to the streets. Do you see this, church? You know why you and I don't want to say amen, other than the fact that most of us are Asian, right? Do you know why? Do you know why? Or some of you guys grew up in a church that never said anything, didn't even sing, right? Do you know why? Because a part of us knows when we say amen, we become accountable. If you're sitting there and you say amen and your spouse is sitting next to you and you don't live it, your spouse will go, yeah, right, amen. You idiot, you don't do that. And you're like, I was just trying to be amen. I was just trying to do. Well, why don't you live your life at home? Oh, honey, stop. The flesh wants to keep you quiet. But I want you to shout your convictions. Anytime there's a biblical truth presented, I want you to say amen, whether it's for you or whether it's for society. You know why? Because eventually, when the amens take over this room, everybody in here will long for the streets. Otherwise, we just a religious club, and we need to shut this down. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, shoot. This is so amazing. Now, as I close here, I want to talk about how silence kills us. Martin Luther King, when asked, what is the greatest enemy to the civil rights movement? He said this. He said, the ultimate tragedy is not the oppression and the cruelty by the bad people, but the silence over that by the good people. Do you know who he was talking about? He was talking about the white church. Now, all the white brothers here, you know I love you. But I just got to say something. When you study American history, the white church did not shout amen to this truth. Do you know what they did do? They wrote articles. And you know what these articles were talking about? How there should be civility and calmness in society. They wanted to dampen this movement because they knew there was a great cost if they said amen. They knew real estate would change. They knew school zones would change. They knew the prosperity that they enjoyed on the backs of slaves would change. So guess what they did? They silenced the congregation and said, we are all about morality and growth and spiritual formation, and all of us is just about becoming a good citizen in this nation. Can I say something? That's bull. That is the lamest thing. And half the church in America missed out on the move of God because we were so afraid to speak out. Can I tell you something? Most of us that are Asian American here, I want to say something. We lean towards that prosperity gospel way more than you think. And if we don't side with those that are oppressed with the amens, we're going to be in the wrong side of history, church. And just like those that were silent, can I just say something before we close? All the churches that are silent, that those movements that they were part of, right now, if you study American churches, almost every denomination that was quiet is dying. Echo, we're 14, not a big deal. Churches in America, many generations already. But they died these last few years, and I believe it's because they were silent. Listen, I don't want us to just be a success in the eyes of another Christian. I want us to be a success in the eyes of God. I want God to say, damn, I love that church. They are part of what I'm doing, and they're not scared to say amen to that. Finally, why are amens so important? Because amens cast out fear. Amens cast out fear. Let's be honest. We came back from COVID. You guys barely got in here. And then you guys were like, I forgot how to worship. Do I raise my hand or should I not raise my hand? Do I move or not move? Do I shout or do I not shout? And fear begins to prevail. And the atmosphere is, let's just get through this moment with God. Right? And you think, people's eyes are on me. If I get too emotional, if I shout amen, people are going to look at me. I want to tell you a truth. Nobody cares. Nobody looking at any of you. PB, I don't want to sit up front because there's so many people behind you. Nobody looking at you. Nobody. You know who looking at you? God looking at you. New Zealand has this rugby team called the All Blacks. And for 120 years, I didn't even know rugby existed that long. But 120 years, the team known as the All Blacks is a New Zealand rugby team. And they have won over 76 matches in the last 120 years. And when asked, what do you attribute this to? They say a lot of this comes from our team hakas. Team hakas. What is that? It's the war dance. Have you ever seen this war dance? When my kids and I went to New Zealand and saw it at a cultural center, I almost started rebuking things because it was so scary. It was so scary. They were like, you're like, in the name of Jesus, right? It's scary, guys. But it's amazing that this team says we're winning because we're corporately casting out fear. It's a war cry. It's not just to put fear in the opposing team. They're casting out their own fear by getting bold, by shouting these haka shouts. You see, can I tell you something? All of us are leading worship on Sunday. It's not just the worship team. This is why I hate it when Christians say like, oh, the worship team did a good job today. No, you are part of the worship team. Did you know that? And when a non-believer or a newcomer comes in, they should not just be impressed by the sound coming out of here. They should say there's something happening, a corporate spiritual haka that begins to challenge this fear in me that doesn't want to live for God. Have you ever walked into a church that's just everybody singing their hearts out? You cannot remain silent. You feel awkward. Or you get out. I want us to become a church that literally when people come in, they go, there literally is no fear here. There's fear out there, but there's no fear here. For perfect love casts out all fear. Amen? Amen? Amen. So this is my birthday wish for Echo, okay? We're all going to give Echo a gift. And in a sense, we're all going to give God a gift. Amen? This is what we're going to do. From now on, I want to give God a church that strengthens and spurs each other on. That's not okay with just yourself getting pumped or yourself getting blessed or yourself being fed. I want a church that when you come in, you're like, I'm ready to stir up other people. I want you to be that person that when people come, they go, don't sit next to that person. For that person dances and sings. I want you to be that. And then when we all do it, they go, I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere to go. This whole church is a haka church. I want you to give a gift to this church that embraces and expresses their conviction. Do you love God? Yeah. Do you love God? Do you want his kingdom to come on earth? Yeah. Let's be a church that embraces it, but also expresses it. Let's not be guilty of being silent. Everything from personal conviction to public justice, anything that's preached that you know is gospel truth, I want you to shout amen. Real side note, this is why corporate gatherings are so important. That civil rights movement didn't happen in someone's room when they were having their own quiet time before God. Okay, now don't get me wrong. You need to have that quiet time before God. That's your personal endurance, right? But it happened in a corporate setting when a preacher like Martin Luther King said a truth and there was a corporate confirmation. This is so important for us that we no longer become a quiet church when it comes to God's truth. Amen? So we're going to practice right now, okay? Yeah, PB, are you really making us practice? Yes. 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 Are you ready? Say yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the cool thing about this is it's kind of like high school. If we all do it, we all do it. You know? And then after a while, you'll feel like it's normal. And then you'll learn to focus in the amens for yourself. But right now, if you're scared, just go along with the crowd. Okay? You're like, I've never said anything above 2 decimals, right? I'm so scared. I want you to try it. Okay? Some of you guys sing louder at karaoke bars than in the church. Some of you guys shout louder amens at BTS concerts. Some of you guys shout louder at sports arenas. When I took my boys to a Lakers game, it was a Clippers game, I was in my dream, Josh. Yeah, when we went to a Clippers game, it was like, man, I didn't even know what was going on the courts, but I was like, hallelujah, this is amazing. Doesn't God deserve better? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say one-liners from this entire series, from the Lord's Prayer. When I do, I want you all in faith to shout amen. And I want you to hear that spiritual haka. Okay? Ready? Here we go. Your name will be hallowed. Your kingdom will not only just survive, it will thrive.
Amen.
Your will and way will be accomplished in every generation.
Amen.
You will provide and lead us to the promised land.
Amen.
You will deliver us from debt and enslavement.
Amen.
You will empower us to forgive debts and forgive offenses.
Amen.
You will captivate and win our hearts and minds. You will destroy evil in the world.
Amen.
And you will make all things new again.
Amen.
And Jesus, you are the Lord and King forever.
Amen.
Amen. So, from now on, listen, next week, we're going into Christmas time, right? Advent starting. And I'm telling you, everything in you, everything all the devil to your own flesh is going to tell you this is a one-off thing. Hey, it's because PB was pumped up for the 14th anniversary. Listen to me. Those of you that have been with me for 14 years in this church, I have never not asked you to shout amen. For 14 years, I've been imploring you to shout amen. Why? Because your flesh needs to be beaten. Do you understand? Those of you, I'm not growing. I'm struggling. Oh, the temptations and sins are overwhelming. It's because you're not shouting it and beating it. You keep letting your flesh win. Shut that thing up. So from now on, who's preaching next week? Isaac! Woo! Except for his jokes, okay? You know his jokes. You know his jokes. Self-deprecating. You know his jokes. You don't have to say amen to that. But when Isaac busts out gospel Advent truth, what are we going to do? Amen. Amen. Who's after him? Pastor TJ?
No, Joanne.
Pastor Joanne, where are you? She's out. When Pastor Joanne get all deep, she deep, right? She make you feel like you're staring in the Lord's eyes. It's so intimate, it's uncomfortable. Am I right? But I want you to shout amen so much that it scares her. And then it's Pastor TJ? Oh, and then Mickey from 99 Church from San Francisco is coming. Listen, homeboy was a rapper. He used this. When he preaches, and he preaches like a firebrand, when he preaches, I want you to shout amen. It's not affirming the pastor. It's stirring your spirit up. Do you hear me? It's not about him or her. This is about the Lord in you. And then by the time New Year hits, and I'm back up here. Oh, Christmas. I'm back up here on Christmas. But after Christmas, we start a new series in January. I'll tell you what, that first amen, that first come on somebody, I want to get scared. Why? because the devil needs to get kicked out of this church. Amen?
Amen.
Now, before we close, I want to all practice something together. Everyone stand up. I'm going to invite Kevin, Christy, and Stephanie up here. These folks, come on up. These folks have been practicing an embodied amen. How many of you guys know that amen has to be embodied? And so the last few weeks, as we're going through the Lord's Prayer series, they have been responding to the Lord's Prayer through dance. And today I asked them to lead us in a corporate bodily amen. Now don't worry, I'm not going to make you guys come up and dance, okay? Except for Hoyoung, you need to come up and dance. Okay? Yeah, Hoyoung was a B-boy. Oh, so good. Right? No, he needs to come up and dance, okay? Show us how it's done. But listen, whatever they lead us to do, I want you to try it in faith, knowing that nobody cares about you right now. They are so hyper scared about themselves, okay? And secondly, this is not a spectator sport. Worship is participatory. So even when they're just dancing, I want you to sway. I want you to clap. I want you to say amen. Agree with what God is doing through their body. Amen?
Yes.
All right. What?
You guys can come a little closer.
Okay, let's all get a little closer. Out of our pews.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray, guys. Man. Some of you guys just peed your pants. I know. Some of you guys are like, what the heck is happening to our church? This is so good for us. Amen? Yeah. The world is so foolish for sin. It's okay that we're foolish for Christ.
Amen.
No, listen, nobody looking at you, I promise you. Nobody care about you. But God sees you. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this 14th year. We thank you that in our good days you were there, and even those days that were so hard for this church, you were there. We enter this new year with a renewed focus. We come in agreement to everything you want. Lord, we promise today that our church will not just be about us. We promise that it's going to be about your kingdom. I pray today that you teach us how to declare our amens, and that this next year will be a corporate amen. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Happy birthday, guys.